call.
He'll answer.
Baker Carter, this is Kyle.
Hi.
Yeah.
So, here's the deal. If you use... I mean, you said that we couldn't get approved. So, it looks to me like our information was submitted to this on deck. And Steve is not a heavy camper, so you need to tell me why and how that happened. And I'll be okay. Happy to hold.
Okay, yeah, definitely. Let me put you on hold for just a second.
Sure. Okay. I'm on hold. So, what are you comfortable with when you look at this? I don't know how much money you have.
How much is it?
Me? $937.
Would you like to approve it?
That's fine.
That's all.
All right, I'm going to miss something.
I hate this
calculator.
I can't
Comcast
do it.
Must be all out of money.
What?
Comcast.
Yeah.
Probably when we turn the remote. He's going to say, send it to corporate.
Oh, don't let me go there. Okay, so
468. Are you there?
Hold on. I'm taking you off speaker so I can hear you better. Go ahead.
Okay, so this is what happened. Basically, we do a lot of our business in-house, but we weren't able to get you the pre-approval that way. So what we did was we partnered with OnDeck, and with that being said, how it works is if they were to go through with the loan, we would do half the funds, and then they would do the rest. So it's not like we sent your information to them. We were just trying to take an alternative route to try to get you the approval because we weren't able to do it completely here ourselves, so we tried to go through them just to still try to earn your business over here, if that makes sense.
Okay. Here's my question for you regarding that.
Okay.
Couple things. So I asked you to send me something that said that this was completely confidential, which you did.
Okay.
And I assumed the Bank of Cardiff changed Steve's credit report. And
yes.
Then on deck came Steve's credit report. So without telling us that you were sending our information to a third party, that was my first problem. And now my second problem is that there were two credit kings on his report instead of one. And you know how that looks.
The more, I do.
Is not better.
No, yeah, and I wasn't aware of that. Typically, let me put you back on hold for a second.
We have some leverage.
We made money from them, and I want them to fix the bill.
Mm-hmm.
Still not fixed.
Still not. Let me answer that.
Hey, Leah.
Yes.
Hey, my senior advisor is going to give you a call right now to kind of go over everything with you. And my apologies for the hiccups there, but he's on par with your file and can give you a better explanation than I could.
Okay, then I need
to call. So you're breaking up again. One more time.
Can he call the office? How soon is he calling?
He said as soon as I get off the phone, he was going to give you a call.
Have him call 508.
508.
429.
1300. That was 508-429-1300.
Yep.
Alrighty. I will have
Thank
a call you.
Yep.